Good morning. It's a Thursday morning. That means Jim Kevlin, editor and publisher of Hometown Oneonta, the Freeman's Journal, and AllOtSego.com. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, David.
There's something called a virtual pipeline, and you have a story about it today.
Here's a story that continues to evolve. The virtual pipeline that a Boston-based company, XNG, is operating, sending 80-some trucks a day back and forth throughout Segal County on secondary roads. They're carrying natural gas from wells in northeastern Pennsylvania to Little Falls, where the gas is injected into the Iroquois pipeline. The Iroquois carries the gas downstate to metropolitan New York. From what I can figure out, I've only talked about this once before, last September 21, when the first local crash occurred. These trucks are very heavy and top-heavy. Then, the driver was reaching for a soda, the rig edged off the pavement onto soft shoulders, and the whole tractor trailer toppled over, since the trucks are regularly in the local news. This past July 11th, the first accident was almost exactly duplicated. In a moment of driver inattention, an XNG truck edged off a curve just south of Skyler Lake onto a soft shoulder and toppled over. There were a couple of differences. One, this time it happened about a football field away from a couple of hundred homes. Two, it was northbound and thus was full of natural gas. The road, Route 28, the county's major north-south two-lane, had to be closed for 12 hours, and the gas had to be let out, all of it. It's lighter than air, so it dissipates, but the smell in the neighborhood was very strong. Then in this week's paper, we reported an XNG truck caught fire going through the town of Oneonta on July 9th, 2 days before the Skyler Lake crash. The wheel assembly failed and caused a fire under the passenger seat. A state trooper drove by, saw what was going on, and put it out with a fire extinguisher. That's a fire in a truck hauling thousands of pounds of natural gas. XNG didn't tell anybody. The Oneonta Fire Department didn't tell anybody. The state police didn't release the incident report. Even our county emergency coordinator, Art Klinger, didn't know it had happened. It was only when a resident living up the road heard something and submitted a Freedom of Information request that the report became public, and we reported it on the front page of this week's newspapers. So we know incidents are happening along the route. We know two accidents have happened locally because our two-lane roads can't handle the big trucks. We know a third truck caught fire, and now we know the public isn't being told everything. A local environmental group, Otsego 2000, has been asking the DOT to limit the trucks to four-lane highways. It's a long story, but so far, that's not close to happening. I hope 6 months or a year or 18 months from now, I'm not telling you about a local tragedy that could have been avoided and should have been.
Jim Kevlin, editor and publisher of Hometown Oneonta, the Freeman's Journal, and AllOtSego.com, where you can go to read this important story and much, much more. And there's more of our conversation online at WAMC.org. Jim, thanks.
Thank you, David.